Disasters happen. It's only a matter of when. The problem is we prepare for things like tornadoes that happen every year, but we aren't prepared for a major flood that might only happen once a century. Donald Heineman is with the Department of Geology at the University of Montana. He's an expert on disasters.
People just do not understand the scale of events. They also don't understand that if in their lifetime there has not been a really major event, that doesn't mean that there will not be a really major event.
So Heineman has co-written a new textbook on disasters. He says there's a lot of pressure to build houses in places that are hazardous. Maybe it's just a great view, so people build there despite warnings, or they think they can stop the ground from moving with retaining walls, or they think they can stop floods using levees. Heineman says that even well-built projects just can't stand the power of nature.
There is increasing pressure to build in the same lowlands, the same floodplain areas, and the developers say, well, the Corps of Engineers has built a major levee or dike here that protects people on those floodplains. And the problem is levees break, and they always break.
Donald Heineman's co-author is his son, David Heineman, a geologist from Michigan State University. David Heineman says even when a place is a known area for disasters, demand for housing means buildings go up all over again in the same spot.
There's always development pressure, and the developers, even fairly soon after large floods like some that occurred in California, they keep pushing, and the public has forgotten what has occurred, and then often the development will be allowed, which causes a disaster afterwards.
Donald and David Heineman both say developers don't help the situation when they build in dangerous areas. But folks in the housing business say there are plenty of laws to warn potential homeowners before a house is even built. Lynn Egbert is the CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. He says that people often ignore the regulations because they want to live where they want to live.
Consumer desire. Consumer interest and desire is the primary reason, even though there are state regulations and federal regulations to put people on notice and protect against the risk for insurance, to locate where they want to locate, which is a property right.
Egbert says that real estate people and lenders are supposed to let property owners know about the risks. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes people don't know to ask. And sometimes people think that despite the risks, a disaster just won't happen to them. Donald Heineman says we don't respect how powerful the earth really is.
Basically, some people feel that they can control nature or improve on nature. And I've actually heard some politicians say that we can improve on nature. We can not only not affect the results, those results are typically backfire. And so we really cannot control nature.
The Heinemans are hoping their new textbook will help build some awareness of all kinds of disasters, but especially the ones that could happen right in our own backyard. For the GLRC, I'm Melissa Ingalls.